Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and this is the last Friday in February 2012, and the date is the 24th. Oh, we got 2/4/2012. So we'll do a clearing again like we did in the other shows here, get rid of some of the twos and the fours. So let's first do the twos. Here we go. Oh, and this is paranormal night tonight, so if you have any paranormal stuff going on, definitely call in. We'll see if it's maybe a timeline in a different location. Oh, here we go. We're in the twos, so I'll count to ten. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll clear the four. Oh, one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll clear the zero. One, two, three, four, and five. And I guess that's it. So, if you get any callers, you can call in tonight. We'll put Carrie on. Got through with our entity calls. Did a lot of clearing there of he's in the back and, you know, spinal column. I think we did knees tonight, lungs, many other things. So, if you're interested in coming on, the call is a wonderful call. Have them every Friday night for entities. $20. So we'll hopefully, if you're listening, you may want to come on. Critters out of you. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. So we're on Station 2 tonight on BBS. And I think we may have to go get Larry from a future timeline, Ron. He's in February the 28th, and we're on the 24th. So, Larry, maybe do the finger exercise. Get yourself back with us.
Yeah. He's coming back. Yeah. We didn't lose Larry. He's out there scouting the head.
Yeah. Pull on the rope. His dinghy floated a bit ahead there. So, let's see. Phone numbers for tonight. If you guys would like to call in, that would be great. Let's see, where are we? Station 2, so the numbers are under the play button there. For the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And then that should roll over. That's one of those hunting lines. It shouldn't ever be busy, but just in case it is. Or if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, you can try area code 530-513-6472. So we have a question from New, and New is wondering how to find the body jump start. So what you do is you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. There's a link to it actually on the BBS page just below the play buttons and the phone numbers and everything, and then there's the Lightship insignia illustration, and then a link to the site. And then you go into a search box. There are several of them, and there's one near the top of the page. Oh, we have a caller. And just type in body jumpstart, and it'll take you there. So, somebody on the line, do we have a caller?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. Good evening. It's Elizabeth calling.
Hi, Elizabeth. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you guys tonight?
Doing good.
Interesting things going on?
Yeah, something happened last night and kind of trickled over in today, and I'll try to describe exactly what happened. I was in bed, and I was working on a design on the computer, and the internet sort of froze and then kind of recycled itself and did an exact layer of what I was working on right on top of what I was working on the desktop. And then I literally had this feeling like something was in my room. And it was so creepy. I sat bolt upright in bed, and I had been listening to music at the time. I took off my headphones, and I was like, who's there? And I didn't see anybody, but literally, like, my room seemed to shift kind of like my computer did, the screen on my computer did. And then what happened was I felt like I was looking at an old TV when it was snowy. That's what the space looked like in the room. It just had this real, like, pulsating, rippling kind of feeling to it. And I couldn't make out any human or any shapes like that, but there was just, like, kind of like a big orb of energy sort of in the room kind of vibrating. I don't really know what that was. And then it kind of continued over into today, where I was sort of kneeling down on the floor, and I got up and I had a head rush, but it wasn't kind of just like you feel dizzy. I had been feeling dizzy all day and kind of shaky, and then when I stood up, I was getting ready to go out and join my mom for some lunch, and I stood up, my legs started shaking, and I kind of had to grab onto the door to sort of, like, steady myself, and she sounded like she was, you know, just yards and yards and yards away instead of being in the next room in very small house. So it's just a really weird feeling. And I kind of felt like in that moment I had sort of come back and sort of like, I don't know, because when the thing happened last night with the computer and the space in my room, I was sort of really afraid. And I did the mind to heart drop, and that helped a lot. And so I was sort of just trying to focus on my heart, but that's my experience. And I didn't know if you had any insight on it. It kind of felt like a timeline thing, but it could maybe be an entity. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was a timeline that got overlapped, a copy and paste. And they probably mm-hmm. took the scene that you had with your computer thing going on, what you were creating,
mm-hmm.
and then they copied that into another timeline to experience that with you, you know, in the Beyondo. And somehow mm-hmm. it got transferred over here as a copy over it twice, your original one plus the new one.
Right,
and then
right.
there, that's the energy of the orb energy that you're talking about was just probably the static of not being completely connected to this timeline. That's kind of what I'm picking
mm-hmm.
up. So let's take it away right now from you here, since it could be in your room, okay? So,
okay.
See if anything wiggles or shakes or changes positions, maybe even yourself. You know, maybe you might be sitting, doing, you know, on the computer here. Just maybe look at something in your room other than your computer that gives you a wider range to look at, a wider viewing,
okay.
You know, scene. It will take the energy of this timeline off. And everybody else can do it, too, as they're actually in the same situation. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release and to destroy this timeline. And then see if anything wiggles, moves, changes locations even. Here we go. So 1, 2, crashing that timeline. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. How do you feel, Elizabeth?
It's much better. And, you know, it's funny. I was looking at the curtains, and they just started moving, right? Right as you started doing that. So I actually feel like laughing now. It feels like so much lighter. Thank you so much.
What state do you live in, Elizabeth? What
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anybody, that's a good one. Glad that you called in about that, because that could be a problem with a lot of people dealing with that same type of situation, wondering why it doesn't seem quite right, you know? That's great.
It was such a weird, weird feeling. Yeah, I mean, it didn't feel bad necessarily, or I guess that's how it felt to me, because it had never happened to me like that on that level before, where I actually could physically notice and see it. So very scary kind of feeling, but also just, yeah. I feel much better now, though. It feels a lot lighter.
How is your body doing? Because there was probably actually two of you. Remember, they copied and pasted everything twice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As So how did your body feel when you were a duplicate?
Really bizarre. It was like I was shaking all morning, and I just thought I was hungry, but, I mean, I ate breakfast, and I ate lunch, and I was fine, but it was just sort of like I felt dizzy and shaky, and like something was off that I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And then when I stood up, it was just like my whole body went limp, and I literally felt like my legs were going to give out from under me, so it was just physically very unsettling. Like, I guess the shaking was maybe like trembling, like the one self trying to catch up to the other one trying to like run into, I don't know, that's kind of how it felt like. You know how, I mean, the whole thing felt like an old TV, like where you would sort of have those knobs and the picture would shake, and that's kind of how the whole day felt to me. And it felt like that in my body too, like I just couldn't, my nerves were like on edge, and the dizziness was kind of like contributing to that.
I'm just asking a question, maybe to the people listening too. I just wonder if they have any movies out where this could have happened to people. You know, I'm just wondering for reference if anybody saw a movie where this was superimposed like that. Because normally they'll give us clues. You know, I can't recall any myself, but I just wonder if they have any movies where somebody's a double, and they go same life but twice, being repeated. You know. It's something that I'll throw out to people. Well, what I would like, if everybody could maybe send me an email on movies, and just put movies in the title box, I'd like to be able to have a list to present at the expos for people who need to have more understanding about what we're talking about. And, you know, remember, once it's if it's a movie, they can understand that. That way I can get a little more credibility from some of these people who maybe think they know it all. You know, and know nothing, but at least I got to give validation on movies of paranormal stuff, you know, Terminator, things like that, that maybe talk about aliens or just weird stuff that would coincide with what we're doing here. So that would be wonderful if you could all send me an email on, you know, movies, so I maybe hand out maybe a dozen of them to people. Well, thank you for calling, Liz.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for
The timeline crash, you might want to try next time. Be here now is a good one to do, but you may want to get on the timeline crash. At least, you know, maybe do it for a week or something.
Okay.
You know, have
that
in, you know, on your emergency list there.
Okay, will do. I was doing the satellite crash. So maybe that, and that, I don't know, but if the timeline and the be here now you recommend, I'll try those and see how that works.
Yeah, so the timeline should get you off of that timeline that they're putting you on.
Okay,
sounds
good.
That's what we're doing here, and we got rid of that one timeline.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron and Carrie.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
So Amy is saying she feels much calmer and quieter after that timeline crash, too. And Vallea is saying, yes, multiple timelines. Very noticeable lately. And Mika is saying the veil is getting thinner and people are experiencing multiple timelines. So that's interesting. Let's see. Hunting down for questions. We are having the Q&A tonight. I'll just give the number out now if you want to write it down, and then we'll post it a little bit later on the fast chat. So it'll be after the show tonight, 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 50-63-99, and then the pound sign, so 506399#, and as usual, if you can send your questions over to the clsquestions@yahoo.com email address and just pop in the subject bar that it's for the Friday Q&A, and that'll work great. And keep them short, you know, nice, like, bullet point questions. When it's a bunch of information and lots of paragraphs, it's a little difficult to deal with in this format. So nice short questions would be great. And Kathy's probably going to do the Q&A for us tonight. So let's see. I'm looking for a question. So yeah, there was something typed in earlier about the body jump start. So that is still running till the end of March. So there are many weeks left on that. And the clearings that include are, there are two whole life clearings, the mind of the body and the infection body clearing. And then the blood and circulatory system clearing is in there, the magnetic and twisted body alignment is in there, and the body system rejuvenation. So if you haven't bought that yet and you're trying to prevent any physical ailments from rearing their heads, or you have something you're dealing with that you want to start really clearing out, in turbo form, then you've got, I don't know, it's probably about 6 weeks left on that one, which is kind of perfect. There's a lot you can do, and you can do these over, multiple times, the magnetic and twisted body and the body system rejuvenation. If you have a particular system in your body that you know you're targeting, then you can really run it and run it and run it on these clearings and get a lot of stuff cleared out. So let's see. I'm looking for a question. I'm not seeing any. I'm just refreshing the fast chat here, Ron. It'll take a sec. Jeff is wondering if you could do another Jewish money code activation.
Not tonight, no.
Okay. All right. So, just scanning down here for questions. It's mostly just different comments above everybody, between everybody. So, Ron, do you want to talk about the barcode clearing stuff now, then, while we wait for some more questions or for a caller?
Yeah, we're finding is that there's more than likely more 2012 Ascension barcodes. So we talked about this before. So if you have had the clearing in the past, just go back into it again. Don't have to pay any money for that. Go back into it. And we're going to try to get up a drop-down box here as these things are coming forward now. Want to do the original one is the Mayan one. That's what we put it up for. Now we're understanding that there's the Egyptian 2012 barcode. Now there's the one from Atlantis, the Atlantean barcode for 2012. And since on another one of the Lemurian, these are basically four that you'd want to do if you haven't done the first one. Not just go in there. And if the drop-down box is not there, then just type in after your name that particular energy. Go through and do that. So Mayan, Egyptian, Atlantean, and Lemurian. These may be tied in also. That some relief on this nation. Sideways with what these have done. I'm throwing in the Lemurian one only because it's another energy that people talk about a lot. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I think the body jump start is $200, I think. So New is asking, what if you've already done two sessions from the jumpstart? So I'm assuming you mean two of the clearings that are included in that. I'm not too sure. So there are, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in here. I don't know really how to answer that. Ron, do you have any suggestions?
I don't know. Should a person... here, I'm trying to read my fast chat.
Yeah, it's from New.
Just go in and do what's on there. Now, if you question, they already did two of them in the past, do they need to do them over again? If that's the question, I would say yes. Just go in there and do the whole series at one time. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. So Liz is asking, can we get used to being on multiple timelines?
You're already on it anyway. But yes, you are used to it. Because if you weren't, you'd feel strange all the time until you become real for those 2 hours a month. You are used to being on multiple timelines. What happened, Liz, is very, almost like a deja vu. Have stayed with her. That's how I would perceive that. I think it'd be pretty awful to have to experience that. You wouldn't know what's going on with you. It may not be a real. What do you do if you didn't know about timeline crashing or doing anything about it? It could leave you on that. On that for weeks, maybe months, years, if the alien race just kind of forgot to take you off of that one. Leave it superimposed for a long time. Really fracture your mind. So, bad news. So, anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Alrighty, and Marcy is asking, I'm going to have to add some words in here. Marcy, I think you've missed a couple of words out. Should a person do a clearing at the same time to make it stronger? So I think what Marcy's asking is, should you do a clearing multiple times to make it stronger?
No. Not to make it stronger. That's the wrong words to use. By doing it more often, it's not going to be a stronger clearing. You're not going to have more intensity. It could take maybe more wage time, possibly. If it's not a whole lifetime clearing, then you may want to do it more than once. But the whole lifetime ones, you only need to do it one time, so it won't have any benefit to do a whole lifetime clearing more than one time. I'm 99.9% correct on that. As far as doing it over and over again, you're just clearing off more stuff, maybe going a little bit deeper. So that's the way it could possibly work. That's why clearings are set up to a clearing for so many minutes, and you may need to have more minutes to go further with that clearing. That's adjustable on all the clearings. If you think you need to have more done, then you can do it longer. So that's how that works. So hopefully I answered that question okay.
Yeah, and I think quite a few of these body jumpstart systems, the ones in the package, are really great for that. The blood and the circulatory, the magnetic and twisted body ones, and then the body system rejuvenation. There's so many systems in there. If you know you have an issue in one of these systems, each time, you know, you just keep doing that system over and over. And as Ron was saying, it's just going to peel back the layers of crud and get more and more light deeper and deeper into that system. So Marcy, hopefully that makes sense to you. So let's see, where's the next question gone? I just saw one. Larry's saying he did the Atlantean, the Egyptian, and the Mayan ones today. Wow. I wonder if you're doing the right one, Larry, unless you did overlapping, because I know they're pretty long, those barcodes. I think there's four sections, and the first three are 3 hours, so that's nine, so that's 10 hours. So I hope that you did that in the right clearing, because I'm not sure how you could have done all three in one day. But maybe you put three different screens up. I guess that's possible. Is that okay to do, run on these barcodes, do multiple screens, and have a screen running for the Atlantean and a separate one for the Egyptian and a separate one for the Mayan?
Yeah, you could do that. Just, know that the body might have something happening to it, possibly. But, yeah, I don't see any problem with that. And you might even I'd even start an alien war. That would be good. And I'd like to try to hold their territory and get into a battle because they're seeing now energy is being released by some other alien race there, and they may think they've been doing it, you know? Yeah, it probably puts them all in the spotlight. That'd be nice.
Yeah, interesting interesting thought.
No more honor among thieves, you know?
Yeah. So Mika has a question about timelines. Does a series of deja vu mean clone timelines?
Yep, that's what it is. Yep, that means that you're experiencing a timeline from the Beyondo that got superimposed onto this one, and it was like a mistake. That shouldn't have happened. The aliens don't want you to have that all the time because while they figure out what they're doing. Well, that's not what they want to have you experience. It's just a mistake on their part. And connect you from that energy soon enough, and it bled through into this one. If you had 1,000 deja vus, that'd be pretty awful.
Ugh.
Yeah, you wouldn't know where you are. It's much like Liz went through feeling that energy of one of them. Okay, I just think if she had 20 of those here, try to move her hand and she'd see her hand actually shift. Eric, each time she moved her hand up in the air from 20 different timelines. That'd be pretty awful. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, New is saying, I have done the magnetic body and mind of the body already. Should I do it again? So the magnetic and twisted body, I think we should probably be doing that pretty regularly if we can, because what kinds of things bump those out of alignment, Ron? Because, I mean, they don't, you know, you do the clearing, but something could happen to bump those around.
Well, I think they could probably do that, if you do clearing, maybe every month you may want to do that just to, you know, stay on that the bodies are not being twisted by them.
Well, that's presumably a trauma to the body. A physical trauma is going to whack out these invisible bodies.
Yes, that is correct.
I would think. So Alice has a question about enlisting, and she's asking, once you've enlisted and gone through orientation, are you automatically fighting, or do you have to tell the light ship that you want to fight?
You're not dealing with the light ship on the fighting, okay? Light ship will put you back together again after you get blown away, we'll say. You're dealing with the armed services. So normally it will train you and then put you right into action. I always ask for that. That's the way that works. Normally, you have about a week of orientation. I have seen people within one day and start fighting.
Yeah.
So you have to enlist through, when we do the enlistments here. Remember, your body is being enlisted, so you have to conscious your physical body that you're telling your body that you want to go on a timeline into the future. Nothing to do with your spirit, okay? Because your spirit will go along for the ride. The spirit is not in control what you decide to do here. Very important because you have to enlist as a physical entity. The people that fighting with are also a physical entity from older timelines. They also are transported. So everything is dealing in the physical. Are fighting these things in the physical. It's not on a spiritual level. You're in the physical fighting these. So that's what's happening. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Liz is saying that on the History Channel, it looks like today, there was a show about the Bermuda Triangle and wormholes. Where's the bit about the airplanes? I'm jumping around here. And the disappearance of 1940s airplanes and wormholes, that could be what they are telling us, says Liz. So that is interesting. I think this is part of what's getting activated right now is that area.
That we'll probably be talking about maybe in a few weeks here or sooner, about the connection of Florida to the Bermuda Triangle and what's going on possibly in Florida here. So that's what I'm kind of working on right now, but we'll get some more information on it. So I went on YouTube, and there was a maybe like 4 or 5 segments there, and this deals with the United States Navy, and I believe 1945, 1946, going to Antarctica, and it's an alien war they had there, going to the Antarctica region. The untold story. Let me get it here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay, we're finding it right now. Very interesting. And they actually show footage of this, unless somebody, you know, did some World War II footage. Okay, so it's called the Untold War in Antarctica. So you may wish to look at that.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, there's 4 parts to it. So it's very interesting. This Admiral, I think it's Beard or Bird.
Bird, uh-huh. Like
Bird was there, and somehow they did a lot of pictures of that area. Remember, it's sort of kind of known that the Nazis went there, okay? And it's kind of believed, I can't validate this at all, but it's sort of like talked about where maybe Hitler went there himself. And so what happened was they went there in 46 to maybe investigate it. They never said why they went there, I don't think, but they went there, a bunch of naval ships. One was an aircraft carrier. And this one airplane that this admiral was on somehow, I guess, got taken into the underground there, was talked to, and stating that they didn't like what they were doing with the atomic bomb. They warned the governments or government to not to use it. And then he got sent back to the aircraft carrier, I would imagine. That's what they were using there. And there all of a sudden the flying saucers came out of the ocean at a war with the ships, and basically told them, don't come back here evermore. And then in 1959, a lot of the countries signed a treaty not to go there. So that's kind of how it ended. There is text. They do show footage. I can't guarantee that it's live footage of that event, but they do show, you know, like the lasers coming into the ships, destroying some of the, a lot of the men and actually hitting the ships. So, quite interesting to watch. So, I can't say that the aliens working with the Nazis and were there. Could very possibly could have been. It could have been the Germans actually manning these flying saucers to shoot at the American Navy. That's possible, too. But you guys could watch that. It's quite interesting to see that. So we're talking about vortexes. It's there. That's probably one of them. Bermuda Triangle also could be a problem, too. Very similar stuff there. But anyway,
yeah.
We're dealing with that now with the light ship, looking at things. Florida, and also in the Triangle, so I'll have more information on that. But right now, I don't have anything I can really even talk about because I don't have any sealed saying, I don't have any meat and potatoes, you know, to talk about too much.
Just looking
at the
plate.
We're investigating that area, alien abduction and being a big vortex. Somebody put that on there online to watch it, so that's great. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right, so I just want to make sure that what Marie R. is doing is going to work for her and anybody else. It looks like, Marie, I think you're talking about the barcodes. And Marie is saying, I put all 3 in after my name. So I assume that means, I'm guessing here, but that you did them all in one clearing.
I don't see any problem with that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's a quick way to whip through it. That's great, then, if we can do that.
Or put up three screens, too. That would work, too.
Okay. Okay, great. So, what's the time here? 39. So, we've got about 15 minutes left. So, if you are going to be on the Q&A, do send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com for Kathy to read out at the top of the hour. And the Q&A will be about 50 minutes tonight, looks like probably ending around 8:50, Pacific, that is, of course. So let's have a look. Okay, just refreshing the fast chat here. Oh, so Liz is saying there was some information on Stargates, too, on the show on the History Channel today. Interesting. Yeah, so Marcy, Ron's not really going to talk about the Florida thing today, just that it's on the being looked at. Let's see. Larry's going to release his Lemurian barcode tonight. That's good.
So if any of you do that, you might let us know, you know, the intensity of it as it leaves your body, you know, which one had the strongest pull on you, how you feel afterwards, you know, how much, you know, control they had on you, you know, with each one of those.
Yeah.
So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So it looks like somebody's popped up some YouTube links. The Untold War in Antarctica, Trent has put up, and B has put something up also. So we can all go check that out. Not seeing any new questions. I'm just scanning back. Let me refresh here. I do have another 15 minutes-ish, if anyone would like to call in, 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. Let's have a look. I am not seeing any questions, Ron. I wonder if I'm missing something here. Okay, I'm refreshing. I think I think my fast chat has frozen. Do you see any, Ron? Sorry to ask you to do that, but I'm not.
I don't see anything either. Mine is kind of goofy. Want to do a now it's going to a white screen, so I just went off. Somebody would like to call in, ask a question. That right here.
I found a couple.
Okay.
Okay. So no, it's not gonna. It's not $100 for each individual clearing. You can put all these clearings on the same page, all these different barcodes. We're trying to get the page changed to have a drop down box for these different barcodes. But I'm not sure when that will appear. So for now, just use the 2012 page and just write in after your name each of these others, and that will work fine. Gigi is wondering, if there's a Palladian Ascension barcode.
Oh, man, I'm sure there probably is. Yeah, because they're supposed to be the people that, you know, it's kind of in charge of us, along with the Elohim, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of
them. Right. Yeah, we've got to add some more on there. I'm sure the Palladians are involved somehow.
So Cindy,
I would say yes.
Okay, sorry.
Just a quick sample. We'll see if you guys feel any energy. Okay.
Okay.
We'll find the proof's in the pudding here. So here we go. Get your bowl out. So here we go. I'll do a sample of this here to see if you have any energy attached to you. 2012 by the Palladians. I'll count to 10. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Yep, there's one there.
Okay, yep, there's one there. And now we'll do the Elohim. Elohim.
Elohim, uh-huh.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Yeah, that feels so. As you go in there, it will change the text on it, because I only thought there'd only be one barcode. So change some of the text so you can go in there, pay once, and do whatever comes up. So you might have 10 more coming up before 2012 in December. I don't know, you know. So anyway, go in there and use it. If you got it in the past, just go in there and type that information in after your name, and then from there we'll. The drop-down box for this year. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, my head's feeling a bit funny from that. I don't know if I was just still feeling the Palladian one, or if the Elohim was a new wave of stuff. I got stuff going on in my ears right now and my throat. Okay, goodness me, the plot thickens. The Ernie's wondering what caused people to go missing in the Bermuda Triangle.
Being abducted. They're being abducted. That's a physical abduction point. Condo. Oh. And it could even be going into center Earth someplace. You know, you don't know where they're being taken. Going on.
Anyone else feeling throat and ear stuff? I got some stuff going on here. So let me write that down. I'm going to do this tonight. Palladian. Never remember how to spell that. P. Oh, never mind. I don't know what I mean. Oh, a lot of energy on those barcodes, says Michelle. So, yeah, okay. Headache is subsiding, says Mika. Thank you. Marie R. is feeling slightly nauseous, and
I guess that's good. Good that you're feeling bad, because now you know what to get off.
Yeah, so exactly.
Now, remember, if you're feeling bad, because that means that they're affecting your life right now. That is good, just so, you know, not too sick, but you just know that they have you tagged.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
CMD is saying the Syrians. Oh, that's how you spell Palladians. Thank you. Palladians. That looks right. Syrians also. Janice is yawning. Bonnie's face is very hot. And Liz says she felt quartered to both of those samples. Oh, boy. Maybe we should have an unknown as well. Unknown drop in the drop box.
Okay.
Talk about, will we need to do a Galactic Federation Ascension barcode? Oh, blimey.
Well, these races, I don't know.
Oh, man. It's going down my arm.
Okay, so let's do Syrians here. So a sample of that, just to see how you guys are feeling.
One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay.
What did you just do?
Syrians.
Lordy, lordy.
So it's possible we could take the page on the alien attack removal, that big drop-down box.
Oh. Uh-oh.
So there's like probably 150 races there that own here. Maybe click them off one at a time. That would be pretty daunting, I think.
Yeah, we need a multi-barcode blaster.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, my goodness. My nose is running. My eyes are tearing up. I can't stop yawning, and my arm's going numb, and there's something in my armpit, and there's something going on in my throat. Tom says it's heavy. Marie, oh, I read that one, slightly nauseous. Ashtar, command barcode.
Oh, let's do that one. Of course. Great White Brotherhood and Ashtar Command. Let's first do the Great White Brotherhood. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll give you half a minute to fill that energy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Kathy, I'm glad you're doing the Q&A tonight. Oh.
That's just a quick little sample, you know,
yeah,
getting you know,
say,
a grain of sand off of you,
yeah.
know. So now we're going to do the. What were we going to do?
Great White Brotherhood.
Ashtar, yeah, that
Ashtar,
was
Ashtar Command, Great White Brotherhood, and Galactic Federation, and I can't remember what else she said.
Yeah, we just did which one now?
I don't know.
We got to do Ashtar Command, I think.
Okay.
Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, everybody,
well,
you can see how...
Yeah, ear, throat, and head everywhere for me. Kami says Liz's nose is running. Marcy says when Ron brought up the Palladians, my cells seemed to jump. Yuck. Larry, all three original barcodes seem equally intense in release. Liz had a yawn simultaneously with me there. Connie's very dizzy. New is wondering about false prophet coding barcode. Being coded to false prophet.
That would probably be Dark Side Practitioner. One to get into there. I don't know if they'd give you a barcode. Good. I don't know, you know.
Mika's feeling a weight lifted off. I'm feeling a weight lifted off my chest, too. George, yawning as much as possible. Good idea. Eyes watering, lots of yawning, says Liz. Ren is tuning in late. What are we doing? We're taking barcodes off Ren, and we're finding we've got a rather horribly long list of them. If you've got the 2012 barcode clearing, go back in there and add in the Egyptian barcode, the Atlantean barcode, the Lemurian barcode, and now Ron is doing samples on Syrians, Palladians, the Elohim, Great White Brotherhood, Ashtar Command, and everybody's feeling a lot of stuff. Whoa, something's really getting lodged in my arm. Oh, yuck. Okay. Who are the Orion Belt people? Oh, yeah, there's a group there, isn't there? The Orions. The, what are they called? I know what you mean.
Probably go on forever with this here, so.
Yeah, a bit daunting.
I'll just, you know, it doesn't take much
surprise
that all these names that you heard, these the holy beings out there, you know, are not here for your best interest, you know? So, and that all these promotions of all these particular alien energies out there that's supposed to be helping us are helping themselves to us. So that's what you have to look at.
You guys might want to go on one of the free clearings. I know the head connector has a 3-hour spirit infusion. Might want to put that up. There's a lot of stuff here. Oof. A lot of pulling on my chest, says Marcia. Hot flashes from Bonnie. Janice is getting a little depressed about this. Oh, goodness me. Kathy's yawning a lot. Great release of barcode energy.
Wow.
How are you feeling, Ron? Running all over all of us.
you know, kind of rocking and rolling in my body a little bit here.
Yeah.
That I can see, you know.
I feel like my ears are going to pop.
We only got about a minute left here.
CMD is wondering if you could bring in the Star of Bethlehem.
Here we go. Coming in. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Ooh.
And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, everybody. So it's 5 before the hour, so it's time for us to depart here, but we'll be on the Q&A shortly. So just come on that and ask your questions. Send it to questions.
CLS questions.
Yeah, CLS questions at yahoo.com. And we'll get the questions from that and read them out loud. Keep them, you know, short naturally. Oh, probably over, a couple of sentences. It's very hard to read to get information. So just two bullet, you know, much, you know, headlines. And we'll see you, everybody. Also monitor the BBS fast chat, too. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a nice evening. Hope you're going to be on the call next, and we will have the light ship healing tomorrow. Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So blessings. Thank you, Carrie. Catch you later, everybody.
Ron. Thanks so much. Thanks to the callers, too.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Good night.